Okay, this one takes a little more of an explanation, so let me just jump in. Minnesota Supreme Court orders a new trial. What happened? This goes back to August of 2021. Julian Valdez is hanging out in the garage. Individual named Pablo Gutierrez comes in, and he's high MF. He's agitated. I'm reading Jeff Day's excellent story in the Star Tribune. Wants to see his stepbrother. So Valdez goes to find him, but he also grabs a gun. Okay, he's a little worried. They're in Renville. The stepbrothers hang out in the garage a lot and try to get him, this individual, to calm down. Continued to act erratically. Valdez sets his gun down where they can see it. Okay? Gutierrez becomes aggressive because the two men are laughing. He then tells his stepbrothers he's going to kill them. Valdez grabs the gun. Again, he was the one who Gutierrez first saw. Get the stepbrother. I'm getting the gun here. Gutierrez recognized this as a threat, okay, when he grabbed the gun off the table. I can see right through you. You're scared. This is what Gutierrez says. They're saying, calm down. Calm down, bro. I'm not your bro. Gutierrez is there, and he lunges at him. Stepbrother cracked him upside the head with a pool cue. Stepbrother trips over some trash. Gutierrez is a much bigger guy. He begins strangling the stepbrother. Valdez is there. His stepbrother, according to Valdez, is screaming, shoot him, out of fear and begging him. He shoots him. They call 911. By the time they get there, he's dead. At the trial, the jurors were instructed that Valdez, who was using the defense of others' claim, had the duty to retreat or avoid danger if reasonably possible. Again, his stepbrother is being choked after he lunged at that individual, hit him with a pool cue, loses his balance, and he's now on top of them, and they're worried he's acting erratically and he's on meth. He appeals the verdict. The Court of Appeals reversed it, saying, in part of what one of the justices said, state law allows for someone to use deadly force when defending someone else, not just themselves, and there are four self-defense elements. Just a little more, and then I want to give my thoughts and yours. These elements: that Valdez did not act aggressively or provoke Gutierrez, that Valdez honestly believed he or his stepbrother imminent danger. There was reasonable grounds to believe that, okay, and then that Valdez could not reasonably retreat to avoid the danger. That element was used to convict him, but the state Supreme Court has stepped in saying that the inherent tension and doing so in this retreat abandons the person in peril and defeats the entire point. We've had this debate for a long time in this country. Self-defense, defending your castle, how far some people go, what you're allowed to. We discussed it, what it was like 3-4 months ago, about a different case. Let's just go the three of us here. Okay, and let's make up somebody. Me and you are hanging out. Somebody shows up at your house, okay? So it's hypothetical now because I'm never invited to your house.
Likewise.
And this person is agitated, acting erratically, potentially on drugs. As he lunges at you, pool cue hit, and now he's on top of you. And I've brought out a gun, and I have the gun legally. I'm supposed to retreat? Are you kidding me? Good luck, Dave. I got the whole house. I can retreat. I'm supposed to leave you there to fend for yourself, and you are, in this hypothetical, not our hypothetical, but laid out in the story, this individual who's acting radically on drugs is the bigger person. And the stepbrother screaming out in fear and pain, shoot him. And you have a gun right there. Judge Dave Harrigan says, what is allowed in that case?
I think you're allowed to pull the trigger. As you just said, in that scenario, I'm the one who's got the bigger person on top of me, behind me, whatever, with hands, arms around my throat. Yeah, that's you cannot be expected as the person with the firearm, as you would be in that scenario, to just walk away.
Here's a little more. Because I agree with you 100%. I do. Valdez said he could try to hit or kick Gutierrez instead of shooting him, but the fact that his stepbrother already hit him in the head with a pool cue and nothing happened. Then he also acknowledges he's battling tendonitis, and he had also witnessed that with Gutierrez on his stepbrother, he was not getting out. He was not getting out. There are other scenarios that we can play the hypothetical game, and so can our listeners, and I want to hear from you, 651-461-9226, where you can try to hit this person. Who knows what else is in the garage? But if he's already been hit with a pool cue, he's a bigger man, you don't think physically you can overwhelm him. How much do you have to do before you fire the weapon? Because as I said in the hypotheticals that we could come up, listeners could come up, there are times when people shoot too quickly. In this case, the gun was there. Gutierrez knew the gun was there. And he's on top of him, choking this guy. I think you have the ability to defend. And by the way, if the police shoot, they don't shoot in the leg. This isn't a TV show. They shoot for mass. That's what they do. Shouldn't we have that ability if we're trying to defend someone close to us like our stepbrother?
Yeah. It's a horrible situation, but you cannot expect the person to, assuming the person being choked is probably going to be incapacitated for a little bit, unable to help. If Gutierrez were to let go. But even so, you can't expect, we hit him. That didn't work. I'll try kicking him. I'll see if that works. If that doesn't work, maybe we'll go to the steel chair shot across. You can't just go, one step up until we finally get to, have to use the gun. There's not time for that.
By the way, the guy could die at that point.
Correct.
It's not like Gutierrez said, I'm going to stop choking now. Grab that shovel.
Yes. And if you're rightly so worried that if you don't use the gun right away, if you do resort to hitting him again or kicking, and that you think there's a very good chance he's then going to turn on you and overpower you without the stepbrother being able to help, this seems like a perfect case where the gun is, it's sad, it's tragic, but it's within the law.
More of Jeff's story. The state argued they had disproven other elements of the defense of others claim. That's the debate we're having, including the fact that Valdez provoked Gutierrez by showing his gun and that his use of force was unreasonable. Okay, we're both in agreement that under this scenario, the way it is laid out from the portion of the story we know about, that another trial is the right way. They're not exonerating them. They're not saying you're free. Another trial. What do you want to say on this? You think the first decision was right when they found him guilty? You think the Supreme Court and the Court of Appeals were right when they overruled it and another trial should take place? And I get the slippery slope part of this. If you listen to me for a while, you know I'm reluctant to use that. But I get where people can look at case after case after case where Sometimes people waited too long. Sometimes people went too quickly. Let's try to deal with this one as much as we can. 651-461-9226. We'll have a phone call or a text. StylesFinancial.com. Talk and text lines. 651-461-9226. All right, among the texts, hi, Chad. I think everyone's scared of their own shadow. I guess we can have a debate on everybody's individual circumstances they've faced and whether people are overreacting and underreacting. Clearly, when people tell us about Minneapolis in the day, downtown Minneapolis in the day, we repeatedly say people are overreacting to the concerns about daytime. That doesn't mean you couldn't have something today where something dangerous took place. But as we've all said many times before, at least the two of us on the show, those things happened in 2006, they happened in 1986, they happened in 1966. That is very separate from the other legitimate issues which Minneapolis has, including more places downtown at night, and the kids issue, which we've talked about incessantly of late. To me, though, Dave, to go that everybody's scared of their shadow regarding this story when your stepbrother has an individual who is acting erratically, said he's going to kill you, and is choking out your stepbrother, and he already was hit by a pool cue, and it basically didn't faze him. I don't know about that being afraid of your shadow. That's right in front of your face.
Yeah, I guess I don't understand what the being afraid of the shadow, how that fits into the story at all.
I think it's completely separate.
Sounds like action was taken.
One more warning by the gun holder to say, let go in 3 seconds or I'm shooting you. If this texture and I are sitting here and you, we're sitting here at 1:50 and we're talking on the radio and the texture just sent that, and I appreciate the texture listening, and we can have a calm, measured, reasonable, rational conversation. What should have been done? Sure. When the adrenaline rush is taking place, and by the way, the adrenaline rush can lead to criminal behavior. But not everybody is just going to be saying, okay, one more chance. If that was someone extraordinarily close to me, and I'm seeing my friend, my relative, significant other, my kids, whatever, and I don't believe I can handle this person physically, because that's part of what Valdez was saying, my patience level is going to be a little thin. I think yours would be also.
It certainly would be, and you're talking about a physical altercation that's already going on.
Yeah.
It's, you know, hands are around throat. Someone's already being strangled. There's already a good chance that there's significant damage being done to the stepbrother in this case. So, yeah, this is not the time for the one Mississippi, two Mississippi.
Yeah, right. One more, he should have been never charged, period. Our system is broken. More texts. I want to get to one other topic before we're done here. Agree 100% of those are the facts, but are the living witnesses telling the truth? It's tied a little bit to this next deck. How did investigators figure out the difference between legitimate self-defense and staged self-defense used to cover up a murder? That's when you, and this is in Renville, that's when you need excellent police work. You need excellent legal work. You need jurors who buy in. You need an appeal process which looks at this and try to determine what are we debating. Because in the end, it was well, let me just read right from Jeff's story. Because they're not completely overruling the case. They're saying you know, they have to have a new trial. Let me just get to it real quick. I was going to get to this anyway, so this works out. The judge who wrote the ruling for the Supreme Court notes the state's closing argument at trial focused on Valdez's duty to retreat and that he admitted he could have left the garage without shooting Gutierrez. Because of the focus on that element, it's impossible to know whether the jury believed Valdez or the state on whether use of force was justified. Okay? So that's how they'll try to determine. We'll pay some attention to this because now it's going to have a greater profile to see what happens. If I was on yesterday, we would have talked a lot about the poll ads. It's a little late, but I just want to jump in on a few things. I think people are overreacting to the criticism towards the family. I really do. They're not overreacting to that it was out there because it was omnipresent. And the host of the show offered it up frequently. Joe Polad answering accurately to Jason Drescher. By the way, should we wonder, too, if this Cubs fan was behind this? You know, when Jason got Joe Polad to say this and started everything going?
Cubs fan, Milwaukee area enthusiast.
Yeah. Is he behind trying to drive the Twins out of Minnesota, Jason Drescher?
He's put a wedge between the fans and the Polads.
So I'm sure the family didn't love the criticism. And it was really strong this year. They also had criticism when Carl tried to contract the team. Also had criticism when Carl lied about a loan. So it's not their first rodeo with criticism, and plenty of it was earned. It was a dumb year to cut the payroll, even with the money losses, when you had the momentum you had. Bravo to Jason, in all seriousness, for asking the question. And I want honesty. He arrived at the wrong answer. They're in a position to ride this out another year. From individuals I've talked to, from individuals I've heard, this has been going on for a while. This wasn't just, man, we can't take the heat anymore. Could it have played a small part? Yes. But when you arrive at a decision like this and selling an asset, closing in on $2 million, you're not doing this because your feelings have been hurt. With their father's success and with the sons and now the grandsons playing varying roles of involvement, they're worth billions of dollars. They're not going to lose money or they're not going to give up on it because me and other members of the media are strong in our criticism.
For a month. There wasn't a whole lot of criticism May through August.
Well, there was with the Comcast situation.
That's right? True. But and the payroll complaining about the product on the field.
Right.
There was none of that when they were the best team in baseball.
For 4 months, they had the best record in baseball, and then they played horrifically. So I'm not saying, and anyway, I don't want this misinterpreted, that the criticism was unfair. I'm sure some of it was. But in the main, it was right. It was the wrong time to take this approach. It just was. But I saw a lot of people, including people I really value and know, saying, well, this had to be the driving force. I don't think so. I really don't. You know, baseball and what's going to happen with these new TV deals and the end of the RSNs and I think a lot of other factors were much bigger players. Will we have locals step in? I mentioned the Davis family on Twitter. I know they've tried before. People also were looking at one estimate of their wealth at $1.7 billion and saying, well, that's not enough. Oh, yeah, it is. And first of all, they could be worth more. You're not selling everything. There's financing. There's multiple ownerships. And I don't even know if local ownership matters as much anymore because they're not leaving Target Field and the Twin Cities. Caller, next hour. Reminder, Linus Construction Time Check. It's time to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Affinity from Arvin Windows.